Patient name, first name James, J-A-M-E-S, last name Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Date of birth is 5-2 of 1950, date of service 9-20 of 23. This is a 73-year-old male patient. He's in for medication refills. He offers no new complaint today, although he does have a rich history of comorbidities. Period in the paragraph. This patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any pain in his extremities. He does have altered gait and limited mobility related to a stroke that he had in 2013. Period in the paragraph. He offers no change in his bowel movements or urinary habit. And his wife tells me that he has a good appetite. Period in a paragraph. Blood pressure 144 over 68, pulse 69, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, oxygenation 95%, current weight 216, allergies to penicillin. Current medications. They are multiple, and they're all listed in the chart. Please refer to the chart for current medication list. Medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipid, CVA in 2013, peripheral vascular disease as well. Period, in a paragraph, a patient also has altered mobility and altered gait. He does need help with activities of daily living. Surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented. He answers all my questions well today. He's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears. No tympanic membrane erythema. Canals are clear, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Patient is sitting in a wheelchair through this exam today. He was able to stand up on his own and get on the scale today to measure his weight. He is 216 pounds. He didn't really have too much of an issue. Of course, his wife did assist him getting onto the scale, and we very easily put him back into his wheelchair. Period in a paragraph. Patient does have lower extremity edema. I've talked to the wife that she's got to have him see a cardiologist to follow up on not only the lower extremity edema, but also the proper care for him in a post-CVA environment. He needs to be seen by a neurologist as well. In times past, she has not been able to accommodate this for me. We will definitely refer him to a cardiologist and a neurologist, and she will get him to that physician's office. Period in the paragraph. We're going to refill all his medications today. For hypertension and diabetes, glipizide, 5 milligrams three times a day. Metformin 1000 BID. Patient also will be getting, for hypertension, Coreg 25 milligrams BID, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, hydralazine 25 milligrams twice a day, period in a paragraph. He also takes fish oil and vitamin D3. Period in a paragraph, seasonal allergies. He takes levocetirizine, 5 milligrams daily. Period in a paragraph. He is to monitor his blood pressures and his mobility status. His wife will see about getting him to a cardiologist evaluation as well as a neurologist evaluation. In spite of him having the stroke, he doesn't have any chronic headaches. He does have residual effect from the stroke with right-sided weakness, hence he is using a wheelchair and a walker at home for assistance with mobility. Period in a paragraph, I've discussed a lot of these issues with his wife, Catherine, today, and I've told her we're going to do those referrals and that she must follow up on those. patient understands plan of care, and they will return to clinic as needed.